And where were you born, Ivy?
Oh, born in Unslet, Ashcombe Grove in Unslet,
Right, Ashcombe
near
Grove,
St Mary's Church.
Hunslet.
Number 12 Ashcombe Grove I was born in.
Were you? Tell me what are your memories of that road?
Well, it was lovely.
What was nice about it? What
I
was
don't know. Everybody was so friendly, and we'd all load of friends, and we used to play all sorts of games, in the road. There were not want a lot of traffic then, so we could play in the road, hopscotch, skipping, all kinds, kick out ball, beddy, all the lot, and it was lovely.
What did your dad do? What kind of work did he do?
He worked at nail mill. It was just at the bottom of the road, where Morrison's is now. There was a nail mill, and he worked there 35 years.
And what was that? Making nails, was it?
Yes, oh yes, they made nails, and on a night, when they used to be what he called turning the rolls, the racket from them, you could hear them bash it, banging about, But we were that used to it, we didn't hear it.
What was turning? What was it?
And
What was that? What were they doing?
they were putting sheets of metal into a furnace, making sheets of iron used to come out, and then of course when it cooled, they used to put it on machines and cut it all up for, and make nails and different things, I suppose, besides nails.
Right, and that noise was when they were taking it out of the furnace,
Oh
sort of. Right.
yes, when they were banging and yeah.
So was it shift work then? Did you do shift work or?
Oh yes. He worked nights. Different times, he'd say I'm on nights tonight, and things like that. He worked there 35 years,
So
my
was
dad.
that a big employer in Hunslet, that mill
No,
company?
it wasn't a right big firm. I wouldn't say it was a right big firm, but big enough.
Where else did people work then? When your neighbours, where did they work? Were they working?
Well, there was the Chemical Works. Well, that was where Chemical Works were down bottom of Anchor Street, that bottom of Unslet Car, where Tate's Garage is. There's Tate's Garage there now. Well, that were Chemical Works, and when they were doing something in works, we used to get sulfur. We could taste the sulfur all over Unslet when they used to be doing it. But we were that used to it didn't bother us, we'd say, oh, they're doing letting sulfur out, things like that. They used to say it were healthy, but I don't think it was. And then further up there were steelworks. We had them all in Unslet, all these factories,
Were they big factories or were they just small
Oh,
family?
steelworks were massive. Unslet Steelworks, it was a massive place. And they used to let out fire, certain nights. But of course, they've all gone. They've pulled them all down now. Everything's gone.
So did most people who lived in Hunslet work in Hunslet then? There was a lot of employment for
Well,
people.
more. Oh, there were a lot of employment. Because they were all engine. All the. What is it? Factories,
Engineering.
engineering. They were all engineering, more or less, and tailoring. There were a lot of tailoring. I worked in tailoring, a lot of tailoring factories, loads of them.
Were there? Describe
Yes.
those to me. Were they what were they like?
Well, I don't know. There were. We used. I don't know.
Were
What?
they
I don't know how to explain it.
small family-run place?
Some of them. Some of them were small family run, and others were biggish ones, Yeah,
And what
in
kind of
Unslet.
tailoring?
We
What's
used to make suits, men's trousers and coats, jackets, and then there used to be odd ones that did dressmaking, But I loved it. I loved sewing.
Did you? So did you train in that then?
Oh yes, when you went, the teacher that set you off as a runabout, and then you go on a machine, and that teach you what you were doing, and then as years went by, of course you kept either in and out. If I got fed up with one job, I'd move on to another.
Would you? It was like that. It was easy to get a job, was it?
Oh yeah, she could walk out of one job straight up into another without any hassle. There were loads of work, loads.
So what's been your favourite job then?
I don't know, sewing, that's all I can think of. I loved it.
Did you? So what,
Enjoyed it.
how far did you get in tailoring then? What did you get to?
Oh, I went on here. I used to make trousers at first, then I went on divisional work. You know, we used to go on divisional work sometimes.
What was that?
Well, instead of making the garment through, we used to do parts and pass it on, you know what I mean? Things like that. I did all sorts.
What did your mother do? Did she work?
Yes, she was in tailoring.
Was she?
She was a trousers maker with my mother. She worked in Unslick Car. It's pulled down now. Ipsy's. Ipsy's. She was a trouser. But years ago, she worked in Leeds at Gloucester Clothing Company. But as years went by, of course, she went to work in Unslick Car at Ipsy's. She worked there.
So was it an expected thing then that if your mother worked in a clothing factory, then the daughter would follow her? Did it used to be
Well,
like
we
that?
automatically did, actually. When you left school, they didn't say, what are you going to do? What do you want to do when you leave school? You would automatically put in sewing because they knew you'd get away. You know, you didn't get a lot, but you went in, got your job, you know, you got your wage, a little bit of wage. And you automatically went in. You never questioned it at all, at all like that. You just knew you were going.
What kind of people were your parents?
Oh, they were all out of mum and dad. Yeah, smashing.